Planning to rock mit Transom auf Flux FM am Montagnachmittag, am Mittwochabend wird die neue vom Berghain co-produzierte Planning to Rock Show eben dort im Berghain stattfinden. Und zwar gleich zweimal, wir hatten das gerade schon erwähnt, 18 und 22 Uhr, zwei Shows hintereinander weg, wie auf so einem Kreuzfahrtschiff im Prinzip. Wir werden uns jetzt nochmal ein bisschen unterhalten mit Jam Rostrum über die Verwendung von Stimmeffekten, die ja auch geeignet sind, um Gendersysteme zu dekonstruieren. Wir finden heraus, inwiefern das vierte Album Powerhouse als identitätsstiftend gelten kann. Wir sprechen über die Liebe zur Familie, die ohne Spießertum auskommt, und noch ein paar Sachen mehr. Zunächst sage ich aber nochmal hello again, Jam.
Hello, hello.
So, how are you doing today? Everything is all right?
Yeah, I'm cool. Good. I'm actually really excited about the shows. I can't wait. Really excited.
But you've tried out that format already, right?
Yeah, it's going to be a bit different though, because what I wanted to try and achieve with this show is a bit more the storytelling and play with that a little bit. And it's not easy to talk, just straight talk, you know, to an audience. And it's something that I had to like learn. So yeah, I look forward to that.
So there's not a moment of improvisation in that show, it seems to me. Like,
there's improvised. There's like, I would say there's storytelling, there's music, there's dance, there's improv as well. Uh-huh. Yeah. And things that I'm not going to talk about.
Yeah.
I have to leave some of my juicy secrets.
You have to come and see it for yourself,
yes,
people.
Yes, you got to come.
That's nice, though. And I think it's a really interesting idea to write a record and then bring it on stage in a very unique and different format. Mm. We've talked about the fact that it's almost like a musical that you're doing there.
Yeah.
Maybe like a more modern version of a musical. And I've read that the whole thing was kind of like funded and you got a little bit of money from here and there to do that special show.
Yeah, yeah, amazing. It's the first time I've ever had that kind of financial support. So like before, I always had very little resources. And so this time I managed to, you know, have more resources. I got funded by the Hauptkulturfund here in Berlin.
Cool.
And also Berghain also has co-produced it. And it's a totally different circumstance. Like, I think before my shows were a little bit more punk and DIY, and this one, yeah, like to be able to hire people to work with you is fantastic.
Mm. So how long did it take for you to write a concept for the show? Because it seems to me like a pretty big thing. It must be more difficult than to write those songs for the new record,
yeah,
maybe.
Yeah, I mean, I think the biggest challenge for this was because the nature of the songs are so personal and quite vulnerable. It's how to make a show that then you can preserve that vulnerability and share that vulnerability. And that was a lot of work, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, like to really learn that, yeah.
Yeah, so you can't hide, right? You have to avoid hiding on
stage. Yeah, because I don't want to. You know, like that's why I'm excited about the shows, because I, you know, for me, like making this record was 50%, and then the other half is really sharing it with everybody, you know, and then having those moments where you really share, and it's magical.
You've just established the fact that this is your most personal album, maybe. Yeah. I mean, that's what everybody says when a new this is my most personal album, but it's fair to say that this really is, because
no, it really is.
you're not only thinking and writing about your own personality and about your own story. You did tell stories about your family, about your sister, about your mother.
Yeah.
There's songs about your family on there that are really honest and brutally honest, kind of. And I've read that you were kind of like scared when you put them out
first. Terrified.
But then you were kind of like rewarded by the reaction of people.
Absolutely. I mean, really, like before the release, I felt like I oh my God, I'm terrified, and yay at the same time, like, because it was so liberating. And yeah, people's feedback, people have just been so embraced it. And a lot of the stories, you know, people have had their own stories. And so you get this exchange suddenly. Yeah. So you don't feel alone. You don't feel, you know, you feel good with the vulnerability, and you feel that you're letting other people be vulnerable as well, which is cool.
Yeah, that's really interesting. Mm-hmm. And that's a major step, I think, in an artist's biography, because I think every artist kind of like hides behind his guitar sometimes.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe sometimes behind vocal effects. We'll talk about that later, because your use of vocal effects doesn't have anything to do with hiding. It's the contrary, actually.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's more about being my authentic self, actually.
That's a really interesting part of the whole thing, because we, as Flux FM, back then we were called Motor FM. We were playing those Planning to Rock songs.
Yeah.
From 2010 on or something. Mm-hmm. which was like 4 years late from the first record, but still,
yeah,
we were like early adapters, I
guess. Absolutely.
And I remember that song, Doorway, that I'm going to play in a few moments. Mm-hmm. It's from 2011. Was the first song that you've used those voice alternating effects. And I was like, wow, that is really unique. Back then, I was like, this is such a good idea to deconstruct gender ideas, to just transform your voice into another gender, kind of. And now that whole technique has become a mainstream thing.
Yeah.
So you're a pioneer.
Thank you.
I really think so. Because I don't have anybody else in the back of my head who's used that effect in 2011.
Yeah. I mean, I think what's really exciting about it is, I mean, that's the nice thing about music, that anyway, you can discover yourself through music and you can play with your identity and push boundaries like that. And, you know, artists are really doing that. And yeah, it affords you a freedom. And definitely with this album, and definitely with like using the vocal, like I've been doing, it really has, like I say, it's made me discover my authentic self. Yeah. And, whenever I sing with that effect, it's like I hear myself. Yeah. It's just that.
But it takes a certain amount of awareness, I guess, to get there, because as I said, there's more and more artists who kind of like lose their identity with the years on stage, you know, because they've basically started as a decent human being and after a few years with too much applause, they might get asshole-y.
Yeah, or it's actually, it can be a very tough job, you know, because I think a lot of artists, it's like album tour. Mm. And within that, you know, even for me as well, you have to fit in a life, you know, and it can be very lonely. It can be very isolating and relentless. So I'm like, it's not easy.
Cool.
It can be quite, tough.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But Los Angeles was kind of like an important phase for you in 2016, I guess. You were there for the first time to write.
Yes.
And that was like after 2 years of touring. So that was like an important moment for you to...
Like just stop and sort of get back to my life. Mm. And yeah, that was really, really amazing. And also it was great to start writing in LA because, you know, writing about your family, you know, the distance really helped.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, yeah.
That's another interesting thing, because when I think about an artist moving to LA to write the new record, it's like, oh no, it's going to be about palm trees and living on the beach, you know?
Yeah, well, mine was about Bolton, so it was very different.
Yeah, but it's the distance thing, that really, I really dig
really
that.
It really helped, yeah.
I can understand that. Now we've talked about Doorway, your first song with the voice pitched. Mm. Let's listen to that from 2011.
Yay.
The W album. He is planning to rock nochmal mit Doorway auf Lux FM. Wir quatschen gleich noch ein bisschen weiter und verlosen Tickets für die Show am Mittwoch. Planning to rock mit Doorway. We haven't planned to talk again. We were like on the mic, we were talking to each other. Off air, planning to rock mit Doorway. Warum habe ich das Stück nochmal gespielt? Weil es das erste Stück war, auf dem Jam Rostron den Stimmeffekt verwendete, der quasi dazu geeignet ist, auch Gendergrenzen zu verwischen, zumindest. Man weiß ja im Prinzip, wenn das Ding richtig eingesetzt ist, manchmal auch nicht mehr, mit welchem Geschlecht man es zu tun hat. Das ist eine Möglichkeit für manche Musiker, um ihre Identität ein bisschen zu verwischen. Bei Jam Rostron hat es aber dazu geführt, dass Identität wirklich spürbar wurde. Da haben wir gerade schon drüber gesprochen. We've just established that that gender boundary crossing effect is something that some people can hide behind, but with that very song that we've just listened to, you've realized that this might be your real voice.
Absolutely. It was like a phenomenal moment. I mean, when I first started, because, you know, as a producer, you're messing around with sound all the time, and the voice is another instrument. And so I was just testing stuff, and the minute I heard it, I was like, oh, there I am, there I am, okay. And I just ran with it, and I couldn't stop recording, and it was very exciting, and it still is. And also performing live with it, but it's interesting on Powerhouse, because there is a song that I don't have a vocal effect on, which is the song that I sing about with my sister, and this was quite challenging.
Beulah Loves Dancing.
Beulah Loves Dancing, and the reason I couldn't use the effect is because it was very important to the story that you could hear where where I'm from.
Uh-huh.
You could hear my dialect. And I tried it through the effect and you lost that. And that was very important. And so I now on this record feel really, really excited that I kind of have these multiple authentic voices, if you know what I mean,
yeah.
from different times in my life. So, yeah.
Yeah. And another thing that was important for your career was the move to Berlin, I guess, because
yeah.
you've just you said in an interview that nobody, because you just mentioned the dialect, mm-hmm. nobody was putting you into a box because yeah. of your dialect. And it yeah. was kind of like a freeing thing for you. And I think the queer music scene here is pretty strong.
Absolutely, yeah, yeah. I mean, it was phenomenal coming mm-hmm. to Berlin for that. The just also the music scene, the performances that you could go to see, the performances you could do yourself.
Yeah.
And yet, for me, like coming from another country, you just were freed of any baggage anywhere that was projected on you from the culture you're
yeah.
from. Like working class, no one cared if I was working class, no one knew that.
Yeah. But if you'd walk around England now mm-hmm. and talk to people, they'd be like, oh, she's from Bolton, working class.
Absolutely.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, at first they'd be like, I've got a funny accent because it's kind of a bit all over the place. But when I'm there for a while, it comes back and yeah, absolutely. I'm from the north, you know, it's very clear.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, cool.
Basically, if you have an accent in the UK, it means you're working class.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's kind of like this here in Germany too.
Yeah.
That if you have an accent, it's okay, but you have to be able to switch it off.
Right.
Because otherwise you're stupid, right?
Wow.
That's
sad.
That's
another
too.
Challenge, yeah.
Yeah.
Eradicate class. Yeah.
Now we've talked about the vocal effect a lot, mm. but the fact that it's been used by many, many people now.
Mm. Mm.
What's your feeling about that? Because we've talked about it before the show
yeah.
started.
Yeah.
That there's like advantages and disadvantages maybe to it. And I was like, if I was Jen Rostron, I'd be like, no, you've stolen my equipment and the idea of the voice alternating effect.
I love it because you know, I think it's a funny thing. I feel like everybody influences everybody mm. and inspires everybody, and somebody might be inspired by something I'd done, but they'll take it and make it their own. And I do the same too. Like I'm inspired by music around me, and I'll take it, but I make it my own. And I think as long as you make it your own, that's cool,
yeah.
you know. And also I think I get very excited that there's so much more people that are able to make music, so mm. we have a more diverse kind of
yes.
like place of people coming and making music, and that's important in terms of storytelling in music, you know, because you want to hear lots of different people's stories.
Yeah, totally. Mm. Yeah. Mm. And that's something that really, I mean, there's a huge discussion about the question if music is a political vehicle to change the world. Mm. But in this special field, it really is, because
yeah.
there's more LGBTQI people around on microphones
yeah.
dancing, and then yeah. people are listening to it without maybe thinking about that it has to do something with the gender definition or something,
yeah.
and they get used to those artists,
yeah.
and all of a sudden it's like a normal thing.
Totally. Music really, really helps to challenge norms that exist
yeah.
and really turn it over. But also, I have to say, like for me, making music and being surrounded, fortunately, by a lot of other inspiring queer producers, it gives me the courage also to talk about my identity and my
yeah.
queer politics, or anyway, just my queer personal story, and that's why it's really important that there are just like loads of different kinds of positions and people making music.
And another position that I find interesting on that new record is you've mentioned the song about your sister.
Yeah.
Is that there's a form of love that you show for your family
mm.
that's not like the it isn't spießig, you know what I'm saying?
Yes,
you know the German word?
Absolute.
and that's something that I find really inspiring, because you know, in all these songs of like I love my family so much, it's like
yeah.
maybe an old Italian dude. You know?
No, I really let myself go there. I mean, of course, you know, like it was difficult to find the right way to write a song about my sister, for example. I mean,
yeah.
where do you start? You're going to have loads of stories. So
yeah.
I ended up finding an anecdote, basically, that
at
for
the
me,
Walkman.
Yeah. And also her love of music that mm. really summed it up, because it's actually her love of house music that got me into dance music. You know, without that, I wouldn't know as much as I do. So,
yeah.
but, and also with my mum, like she is the powerhouse that the album's written about, and that she has gone through so much, survived so much, such a strong, amazing character. and, you know, I was taking care of my disabled sister for so long, and all these women, like, where do I begin? And again, it's like my mum's love of music, because it's my mum's love of music that got me into music.
Yeah, you know? See? So, and like, then one can see the power connection of music, because it has helped your mother through difficult times, I guess.
Absolutely. And I think that was a big inspiration for me, to see how my mum used music, you know, to take her mind off stuff or to make her feel stronger about dealing with things. And then my sister as well. And so we have this big connection, and it's music.
Yeah. Man, it's just been Mother's Day yesterday.
I know, yeah.
So did you say hi to your mum from Flux FM, please?
Yes, okay.
That would be really
very
nice.
Sweet. Absolutely.
There's much to touch. There's one song that I'm going to play right now, mm-hmm. and it's been picked by Chanel for their fashion show. Is that true?
They've got great taste. Yeah.
Not only their clothes are nice.
it was really sweet. It's a funny thing with Chanel. Michelle, who is one of the music curators there, basically he has always kind of used my music, and I'm very appreciative because it's very supportive of me. And it's always nice, like, just to see your music being used in different contexts.
There's another thing that can possibly change the world a little bit is like fashion.
Yeah.
It's something that I don't think about too much, right? Yeah. Like the world of fashion to be like progressive, but there's progressive parts in there, and I think that it's a really interesting time.
Well, definitely, like, fashion is very important in terms of, like, how you can play and expand on your identity, for sure. And, you know, I think definitely for queer folk, it's really important.
Yeah. So, Gem, I want to thank you for visiting Flux FM once again.
Thank you for having me.
I want to
wish
you the best of luck for those two shows on Wednesday. It's going to be two shows. Have you done something like that before?
This is brand new. I've never done two shows back to back, so I'm super excited about it. Yeah.
So one show is going to start at 6. It's going to last about 1.5, 2 hours, I guess.
1.5 hours,
and then you can
then I'm gonna put my feet up
put the feet up for
drink
like
lots of water
something.
A cup of coffee, and then back on stage.
Wow.
No, but I'm really excited about it, really.
And there's dancers involved.
Yes,
there's a lightning
choreography. it's the first time that I can work with a light designer and a set designer. You know, it's like a luxury for me. It's really fantastic. And also, mostly though, I really cannot wait to share these songs with everybody that's going to be there. You know, I know it's going to be quite emotional. I anticipate there's not going to be a dry eye in the house.
Oh, wow.
In a nice way, like either from laughing or from like just empathy, I think. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. If not just me.
That's really interesting. It sounds so interesting.
Thank
People
you.
Out there, wer da hingehen möchte, am Mittwoch kann uns jetzt anrufen, Planning to Rock. Nein, wir machen das per Mail, habe ich vorhin erfahren. Mm-hmm. It's important that we do it per Mail for some reason. Also, wer hingehen möchte auf Planning to Rock Konzert, das mehr ist als ein Konzert, it's like Planning the Rock, Planning to Rock the Musical, kind of. Wer sich das reinziehen möchte, der kann jetzt eine Mail schreiben an win@fluxfm.de mit dem Betreff Powerhouse. Eine Mail an win@fluxfm.de mit dem Betreff Powerhouse. Schreibt gerne auch noch mit rein, ob ihr lieber um 18 oder um 22 Uhr auf die Show wollt. Und wir werden euch dann mit Tickets verlosen. Nein, wir werden euch mit Tickets versorgen. So macht es Sinn. Jam, thanks again.
Thank you.
And as soon as you've plan the next steps. Do you still live in Berlin, like partly, or?
Yeah, but I think I slowly move back to the UK to be with my mum and sister.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, she's getting older.
Yeah, that's what happens.
It
right?
does. Yeah.
The getting older part. Damn that part.
Yeah. It's a bugger.
Yeah. But as soon as you've got something else planned, you please come back to the studio.
Of course.
Maybe if you need help with something in Berlin, maybe we can organize something
That's
for you.
That's awesome. Thank you so much for your support. Thank you.
No problem. We love supporting Planning to Rock. Heute, nein, nicht heute, sondern Mittwoch. Fürs Konzert eine Mail an win@fluxfm.de mit dem Betreff Powerhouse. Und von der Platte mit dem gleichen Namen hören wir hier nochmal Much to Touch, Planning to Rock auf Flux FM. Thank you, Jam. Bye.
Bye.